Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the 2021 Mike Stone Mock Draft 2.1. Now, we did a 2.0 earlier in the program, but somehow the idiot who runs this thing, me, omitted someone. So we will do a new one. And here we go. Pretty much the same with two changes. I do want to say that there is a trade in this draft, and there's a few players that made this mock but did not make the first. So John, Gov, and Greg, here we go.
All right.
With the first pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, Clemson. The Jets, as expected, quarterback from Brigham Young, Zach Wilson. San Francisco, very interesting. Do we believe the Mac Jones hype for this mock draft? We do. Kyle Shanahan thinks he can quarterback anyone. They take Mac Jones, the quarterback from Alabama. The Atlanta Falcons with the fourth pick. There's a lot of ways they can go here. Matt Ryan maybe has one or two more years left, so they don't see a great quarterback next year, and so they'll take Justin Fields from Ohio State. That leaves Cincinnati with a great player and a need, Penei Sewell, the offensive tackle from Oregon. With the sixth pick, the Miami Dolphins get a weapon for Tua, wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase from LSU. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a trade.
Ooh.
The Detroit Lions, they trade down three spots with the Dallas Cowboys. The Lions will receive the 10th pick in the draft, the Cowboys' second round, which is the 44th, and a fourth-round pick, which I believe is like 115, something like that. With a seventh pick, the Cowboys, even though they really don't need him, but they are infatuated, at least Jerry Jones is, and that's all that matters there, with Kyle Pitts,
wow,
tight end from Florida. With the eighth pick, the Carolina Panthers, they're very happy. They get their offensive lineman because they don't need a quarterback anymore, that they have Sam Darnold. They take Rashawn Slater, the offensive tackle from Northwestern. The Broncos, they're laughing. We got a quarterback and we didn't have to trade up. Trey Lance from North Dakota State will be Drew Locke's understudy slash replacement. The Lions with the 10th pick. As we know, they have tons of needs. They definitely need wide receivers. But they're off. Their defense is so bad. And I admit I'm a little biased here because I think he's a great player. The Lions at 10 select Micah Parsons, linebacker, Penn State. With the 11th pick, the G-men, the New York Giants, go with Elijah Vera Tucker, tackle USC. I believe they wanted Slater, but too bad he was gone. Mm-hmm. The Philadelphia Eagles, looking to improve their woeful defense, go Patrick Surtain II, defensive back from Alabama. The Chargers, they really don't need this guy, but Keenan Allen, he's not an old guy, but he's not a young guy either. They could love a guy with speed for Justin Herbert. Jaylen Waddle, the wide receiver from Alabama. The Vikings need some help on the offensive line, John, and you have no eligibility left. So they'll go Virginia Tech and take Christian Darrisaw.
Mm.
The New England Patriots, you might think they would go wide receiver, but they kind of, you know, got a lot of tight ends in the free agency. They need defense as well. They go with linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. The Arizona Cardinals, they lost Patrick Peterson to the Minnesota Vikings, right?
Yes.
So they need a defensive back. There's no one better in this draft right now that's still available than South Carolina defensive back J.C. Horn.
Who?
J.C. Horn, a workout wonder.
All right.
Yeah. The Raiders with the 17th pick, Tulsa linebacker Zaven Collins. The Miami Dolphins at 18. They already selected Ja'Marr Chase. They already have Devontae Parker. They get another Devonta, spelled a little differently. But Tua threw a pass in for the national championship a few years ago. They go Devonta Smith, wide receiver, Alabama, the Heisman Trophy winner. Kind of weird that they're going receiver here, but their defense is pretty good. And it gives Tua another weapon and no more excuses.
And a familiar weapon.
Yes, indeed.
That's a great pick.
The Washington football team also upset that Jansen has no eligibility left to go back to play for Washington. They choose Oklahoma State offensive tackle Taven Jenkins. The Chicago Bears, Andy Dalton, their QB1, needs some help. Robinson came back. There's talk of them shopping Anthony Miller. They go wide receiver, and I know he pretended to urinate in the end zone in the Egg Bowl, but Mississippi wide receiver Elijah Moore. People are sitting there saying, where's Quiddy Pay? Well, he's gone to the Colts at pick number 21, the defensive end for Michigan. The Colts definitely need some help on the edge. With the 22nd pick in the draft, the Tennessee Titans. Maybe not a need, but this guy moving up a lot of draft boards. Very athletic. The Kentucky linebacker, Jamin Davis. At 23, the New York Jets. They need help in the secondary. They go Virginia Tech defensive back Caleb Farley. Now, he's considered really good. He does have some injury concerns as well. The Pittsburgh Steelers are next. They need some running back help. And I know a lot of people don't like taking running backs in the first round. But this guy, to me, says Pittsburgh Steeler. And that's Najee Harris, running back Alabama.
What a great fit.
Yes, indeed. The Jaguars, defensive end from Georgia, Azeez Ojulari. Jaguars need help everywhere. The Browns, they just signed Clowney. But they could still use some more depth in the secondary. They're going with Greg Newsom, the defensive back from Northwestern. The Baltimore Ravens, Matt Judon, he left for free agency. So what the Ravens are doing, they're going with Penn State defensive end Jason Owa. The New Orleans Saints also could use a little help on the pass rush. Best available hurricane, in my mind, not Russo, but Jalen Phillips, defensive end. At 29, the Green Bay Packers. Does Aaron Rodgers get his wide receiver? Or is he going to say, listen, you get me a wide receiver or else I'm going Jeopardy full time. They listen to him. They get Kadarius Toney, the wide receiver from Florida. I think he fits in great for the Packers. The Buffalo Bills, their defense is really good, but they could use a little help with pass rushing. Joe Tryon, the defensive end from Washington. The Chiefs need all sorts of help on the offensive line. There's talk of them maybe Alex Leatherwood from Alabama, but they say no. They're gone to the Big 12. Texas offensive lineman Samuel Cosmi. They also wanted Jansen. He said no. And finally, the Bucs. They're the Super Bowl champs.
What do they need?
They don't need anything. They maybe need a better masseuse for Tom Brady. I don't know what they need.
Careful.
But Fournette sometimes gets banged up. Ronald Jones is not the greatest running back in the world. You know, Brady loved throwing. You know, they did get Gio Bernard, okay? But I don't know. You're looking for the future as well. Travis Etienne would be awesome with Tom Brady, running back out of Clemson. And that is mock draft 2.1. Evan Jenkins will have it posted on 97.1 The Ticket coming up after 10 o'clock.
Wow, luxury pick for
luxury
the Bucks.
Pick. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people out there, especially, you know, you got, what's his name, from Alabama, Christian Barmore was still there, you know, because, you know, Sue's not getting any younger, so yeah, they could have gone that route. I don't know, to see ATN just sitting there, kind of like what Kansas City did as defending Super Bowl champs the year before when they took Clyde Edwards-Helaire, right?
I think that's a terrific pick. I think they're in a position with all 22 starters returning that they could go a lot of different ways. Travis Etienne helps the offense, gives Tom another weapon. Christian Barmore would, again, like you said, Sue's not getting any younger, probably not going to be there for a long time. That's a, would be a great pick. There's a number of picks that they could go with at that position because they have the luxury of adding depth anywhere they pick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.